The Lord Jesus declaring, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." John chapter 14, verses 1, 2, 3. These blessed and priceless words were spoken by the Son of God for the comfort and the encouragement of his disciples long ago, but they were also spoken for the encouragement of his followers today. But there was no one but the Son of God who could reveal, and does reveal, the Father's house, for he alone came from there. He came to redeem us. Then, following the work of redemption accomplished, he went back to that home above. You have those words proving it in John chapter 13 and verse 3. He came from God, and he went to God. So in his words, it is the Savior who reveals the positive facts concerning his Father's home for our blessed consideration. My beloved friend, as we speak of the coming of the Lord Jesus and the blessedness of going into that home, first of all, consider with me, from the words of our Savior, the reality of that home. How do I know? How can you know that it is real? But there is but one answer. I can know it, and I do know it, by faith alone. My beloved, let me give before your heart three specific truths to convince you, which convince me, of the reality of the Father's house. First of all, my faith in God. Did not the Savior declare to his disciples, right in verse 1 of this 14th of John, "You believe in God"? My beloved, this is an absolute necessity. For it is written, "He that cometh to God must believe that he is," in Hebrews 11 and verse 6. It is a fool who refuses to believe in God, according to Psalm 14, verse 1, and also in Psalm 53 and verse 1. And may I repeat, my faith in God assures me of the reality of that blessed home of which our Savior speaks. Second, my faith in Christ. Did not the Lord Jesus say, "You believe in God, believe also in me"? My beloved radio listener, I beg of you, have you believed upon and in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? This also is another positive necessity. Did not the Word of God say, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life"? "He that believeth not the Son shall not see life," John 3 and verse 36. And what a momentous consolation, and what a firm foundation it is to believe all the things concerning the person of the Christ, the Son of the living God. May I suggest to you, to believe in his pre-existence, as it is taught in the Word of God, to believe in his incarnation, to believe in his impeccable, sinless, holy life, to believe in his atoning death for our redemption, to believe in his resurrection, to believe in his ascension and his glorification in heaven, and also to believe, praise God, concerning his second coming again. This can but establish the reality to the soul of the Father's house. We raise the question, my friend, do you believe in God? God grant you are not agnostic, nor atheistic, nor a fool, for such is the person who will not believe in God according to the declaration of God himself. Do you believe in Christ? Without him you can never get into the Father's house. With him you can never be kept out. But there's a third basis for my reality: my faith in the Word of God. For example, note in the declaration of our Savior, he declares, "If it were not so, I would have told you. Is he speaking the truth? Absolutely. He cannot lie. And wherever in the Word of God that I read of future glory, in eternity, I can rest assured that the Father's house in heaven above in all of its glory is absolutely real. You may read of the glory of that blessed eternity in Revelation chapter 21, verses 1, going down all the way through chapter 22 and verse 5. But there is no doubt of its reality. Let me repeat it. My faith in God, my faith in Christ, my faith in the Word of God. I challenge you, my radio friend. Do you have this faith? God grant by the Holy Spirit in conviction and conversion you may. But then will you consider with me another fact? Consider the locality of this home. Here in our scripture, the Lord definitely declares that it is a place. He uses this expression twice, both in verse 2 and in verse 3. And the word in the Greek text is used concerning a definite region or a definite locality. Or you may ask, where is it? May I point out to you a most remarkable scripture, where in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 2, Paul the Apostle writes concerning a man who was caught up into the third heaven, which indicates he was caught up to be where the pinnacle of God's universe is, the very immediate dwelling place of God himself. Now, literally, this is beyond human and scientific explanation or even exploration. For the vast expanse of our universe is such, it is incomprehensible to human creature minds. But to a Christian, there are suitable explanations. The Christian believes that home, that third heaven, is where our Heavenly Father dwells. It is His home in heaven above. Do we not pray? Are we not told to pray our Father which art in heaven? In Luke chapter 11 and verse 2. Second, it is also the place where the Savior is. Did not the angels at His ascension say, this same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven? Acts 1 and 11. Third, it is the place where holy angels surround the throne of God. Did not John write in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11? I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne of God. Ah, but may I mention another truth? It is the place, thank God, where the deceased believers have gone in spirit. Our loved ones who have left this world, saved by God's grace, they are enjoying the presence of God and the presence of Christ in heaven. Have they not gone to be with Christ according to the words of the beloved Apostle Paul, which is far better, as he writes by the Spirit in Philippians 1 and verse 23? Ah, my beloved, the blessed dead, we view them not as dead. They live above, in God's fadeless land of glory there. And what a happy band of redeemed spirits they are together. Yes, indeed, it is a definite locality. Oh, may I recapitulate the truth that we have touched upon as we have commenced the consideration of that blessed home to which the saints of God at the blessed rapture of the saints will be taken, the Father's house. And it is based upon the Word of God that we can say, first of all, its reality. My faith in God, my faith in Christ, my faith in the Word of God. My beloved, we challenge you. Have you ever put your faith in God? Have you ever put your faith in Christ? Have you ever put your faith and confidence in the declaration of the Word of God? I defy you to find any other place. I defy you to find any other persons upon whom and upon which you can rest your simple but trusting faith for your eternal welfare and blessing. Oh, my beloved friend unsaved, I plead with you, the Savior is coming again. And if you are to be in that blessed home above, which he grants to all who believe upon him in sinful, trusting faith, you must put your faith in God. You must put your faith in Christ. You must rest your faith on the impregnable, the infallible, the inerrant, the indestructible Word of God. And then, praise God, as we have also noted, heaven is a place. Oh, beloved, it may be a condition. How many times people may emphasize its condition, that is true. And I hope you get to where that condition will be yours. But let us not forget it is a definite locality. And when by chance you happen to see the obituary of my decease in the local paper, or hear about it, will you please remember I will have gone to a place, a blessed place, the glory of heaven, in the presence of God and of Christ and of the saints and of holy angels above. And I wish I could send you a postcard saying I wish you were here, for I know you'll never regret, if ever you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you do so, for you will be taken by His grace, through His power, into that home of the Father above. May the Spirit of God remind us. Nay, may He convict any dear friend who is unsaved, the necessity of preparing to be in that home. My friend, are you ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus? Nay, are you ready if death were to come? Would you enter that home? Father, in the precious name of our Savior, we pray that in view of our soon coming Lord's return, will you not speak by the Spirit and save some sinner in Jesus' name for His glory? Amen.